Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read you from the one chapter book of Jude and talk to you about the spotted feast, that is, a feast with spots in it. If that sounds confusing, you'll understand what I mean. I'm going to read to you from Jude, chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. These are the two verses. These are spots in your love feasts. Well, they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up in their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Early Christians had a beautiful custom. They often met for a common meal that they called the agape feast, or the love feast. They were something like our potluck dinners. Unfortunately, the presence of dangerous deceivers among the early Christians was like dark spots on a beautiful clean cloth. Jude called these deceivers spots in your love feasts. When these certain men arrived to the potluck dinner, they came serving only themselves. They ate greedily at the love feasts while others went hungry. At the agape feast, everybody brought what they could. Some people a little, some people a lot, but they all shared it together. For some slaves who were Christians, this perhaps was the only decent meal they regularly ate. The selfishness of these dangerous men that Jude spoke of spoiled the fellowship. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 describes the same kind of problem in the Corinthian church. It always spoils fellowship when we come to church with a selfish, bless me attitude. Many people who would never pig out at a potluck are still only serving themselves because they come to church wondering what other people are going to do for them. We do come expecting a blessing, but we also come to be a blessing. Jude continued his description of these dangerous people. He called them clouds without water carried by the winds. You see, clouds without water are, at least in some sense, good for nothing. They bring no life-giving rain, and they only block out the sun. They exist just for themselves. These certain men were like these useless clouds. When our daughter Anne-Sophie was little, she drove by a factory and she saw the billows of white smoke coming out from the smokestacks. She said, "That's where they make clouds." Now, they were clouds of a sort, but they were useless to bring rain. Certain men were also like clouds in that they were carried about by the winds. They just floated on the breeze from one fad to another. There's an old folk song that says, "The answers, my friend, are blowing in the wind," but that's wrong. Friends, deception is blowing in the wind, and the answers are found in God's word. Jude piled one poetic description upon another, calling these men late autumn trees without fruit. By late autumn, trees should have fruit. But these certain men did not bear fruit, even when they should. They were like trees that only take without giving. Next, Jude said that these dangerous men were like the raging waves of the sea. For modern man, the sea is often a thing of beauty. But to ancient man, especially in the biblical cultures, the sea was an unmanageable terror. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20 expresses this idea when it says, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt." See, these certain men are busy and active like the raging waves of the sea, but all they brought forth was the foaming up of their own shame, as Jude says. This reminds us that busyness is no mark of correctness. The fruit of these men was like the foam or scum at the seashore. Jude had in mind the ugly shoreline after a storm washes up all sorts of driftwood, seaweed, and debris. Finally, Jude tells us that these dangerous men were like wandering stars. Like comets streaking through the sky, these certain men astonish the world for a time, and then they vanish into darkness. An unpredictable star was no good for guidance and navigation. Even so, these deceivers were useless and untrustworthy. Friends, without an eye on the values of eternity, our life can drift into these same dangers. We can be busy without making progress. We can flash brilliantly for a time without giving any real guidance. Let a close relationship with God, firmly founded in the truth of His Word, be an anchor for you. And may you experience that kind of stability today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.